Okay, Siat Deshmaya, I think maybe tonight it might be Niskala, B'schus HaRabim, something which might be the secret. We're going through a trying tkufa, and I think this might be the secret. But I'm going to start with a question. Vayikach Koirach. Vayikach Koirach, Rashi says, Vayikach Koirach lokachas atzmo l'tzarecha liyos nechlak mitoicha eda. It sounds like that the problem of Koirach was that he separated himself from the eda, he was like perish min hatzibur. And then when you look in the Chazal and you look in the Pesukim about what the problem was, doesn't really see anything about being perish min hatzibur. It sounds like he had a problem with the kahuna or the levia. He had a problem with Moshe Rabbeinu. And we all know the famous Chazal, which Rashi brings, this funny Kal V'chomer, Vayikach Koirach, Rashi says, what's the smichus ha-parshis? In Parshas Shlach, it says, V'asu lem tzitzis, Kofatz Koirach v'omar l'moshe, talis shekula tcheles. If you have a talis that's fully made out of tcheles, what's the halacha? Is it potem at tzitzis? So, Moshe Rabbeinu said, of course it's chayv in tzitzis. Amar le Koirach, talis shekula tcheles, ein pateres atzma, arba chutin pateres esav. If a talis is completely tcheles, it can't make itself potter from tzitzis. So four chutim could potter doesn't make any sense. Buy a small sfarim. You have a house full of sfarim. Right? You have an oitzra chokhmah in your room. Mao, does it need a mezuzah? Amar lei chayv mezuzah. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, of course you need a mezuzah. Amar lei. So Koirach said, kol haTorah kula, reish ayin hei parshis, ein abateres es habayis. The whole Torah, 275 parshis, I guess that's how many parshis there are in the Torah. It doesn't exempt the house from mezuzah. Parsha achas from mezuzah, but teres levayis. And one little mezuzah is going to pack the whole house. So the question I want to throw out to the olam is what does all of this have to do with lokach atzma min ha'eda? Nechlak mitoich ha'eda. Why is that like the uptight? Why is that like the summary of the Avera? Yeah.
Okay, I mean, our Rosh Hashiva says something, it's not my answer.
Okay.
But it wasn't directly addressing your question, but I think it answers it. The way he understood it was that ultimately if Korach felt like he was part of Klal Yisrael, then even with all the other factors that would motivate him to want to fight Moshe, ultimately he'd be like, I can't do it.
Uh-huh.
And once he couldn't do it, he'd beat the other factors. But therefore he felt he had to
You're saying it wasn't the shoresh of the chet, but if he wouldn't have had that also...
such a protection, it would have stopped everything.
Uh-huh. But so it was like a prerequisite for his bab, and not that it was the uptight of the chet itself. Mm. Okay, I hear.
How would you define it? What's the question? What is the problem then?
What is the chet?
The problem is how would you say, what's the code?
Rabbi Shofold is saying, what?
You understand? What's
I didn't say it.
How would you understand? What would you want the Torah to say?
The Torah should say that because he was jealous.
I don't know. The Shoresh was he was jealous, or he didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to be leader, or he felt whatever this Kal V'chomer about the.
Do you
get the Kal V'chomer? But it's not with it's not a Perish Min HaTzibur problem. That's not you want to know what's Koirach's problem.
I don't get it.
It's Perish Min HaTzibur. So Rabbi Shofold saying from his Rosh Hashiva that it's not that wasn't the actual chait, but if you're not Perish Min HaTzibur, then he would have went along with the Klal. He would have. Okay.
There's two ways to ask a question. You don't want to be masculine to again, you don't want to be what he has to say. So if you don't want to be masculine to what he has to say, then you don't want to go along with the Torah.
But again, it's not, that's not about the tzibur. It's not about Eda. It's about Moshe Rabbeinu.
No, I'm saying it's the third
Those were only two questions he asked. He asked something else also, no?
Who, Korach?
Or just those two?
Something with the Alman, right?
Oh, the Kabbalah Chodesh Torah?
What's the connection between all the Shailos?
Okay, that's another good question.
That teaches that the being Purish was the fundamental of the philosophy behind the question, not the...
The question about Tal Shekulot Chelos.
Yeah, not the technical
related to this problem.
So how does Purish Minat Tzibor explain his problem with the Kabbalah Shekulot Chelos?
Right, I know, but I'm saying nobody has that Shaila as in... I want to wear a top. Like nobody's like, I have a sacred Torah in my house, and therefore it's not a practical question. It's
maybe it's because his idea was that his claim was Maduot Tisnas and Kahal Shah.
Yeah.
They called Am Kul Kedoshim, and what he was doing was saying that I just overheard him saying this week. So I don't know. Maybe you were preparing. His idea and all his problems was that why do you need one little thing to pater out? You have a room full of Sefer Torah, you have a lot of Shemus, a lot of Shem there, it's Kaddish.
Yeah.
What's going to make a difference to have something on the door? You have a beggar that's full of Chela, so a little advent. He's saying that everybody here was by Maimonides Sinai. Tell me if I'm saying it right.
Fine, so what does that do with Purish Minat
Tzibur? So Purish Minat Tzibur is that he's bringing up the whole system of Tzibur. He's saying we don't need a Tzibur. Tzibur means this hierarchy. Tzibur means everyone's showing to something.
He's arguing on the government. He's arguing on the leadership. He's not arguing on the Tzibur.
If you don't have a leadership, then each person is his own leader?
No, there could be a
tzibur. Everyone deciding his own.
No, there's a tzibur, but they don't need a leader.
Then you're not a tzibur. Because what?
Tzibur just means they're collective.
No, but the tzibur is right now buying to Moshe ben his Torah, and he's saying, tzibur, look, Moshe ben his Torah is silliness. It doesn't make sense. So this whole
Elo Shabbat Moshe
is crazy.
So okay, you're saying another pshat. You're saying that if your argument, these are all like, it's not the yisoid of the argument, just an outcome.
No. The way it is, what's pshat? Means the person speaking, I'm partial. I'm not part of all the regular people. I'm my own thing. I think that the time of saying that a bais mol is foreign is so partial. Why do I even need the mezuzah? Is the same perception, the premises that leads a person to purchase us from minat tzibur. Because I'm basically saying to myself, these people are just regular, these are the common village folk. I come from a family, or I'm this, or I'm that, or achak, or this thing. It has a common denominator in the base of its understanding.
So you're saying it leads him to be Parish Minat Tzibur?
That's what Hiro Shishim was saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying that is in and of itself the same kind.
That's the root of being Parish Minat Tzibur.
That's what you said.
Being Purish Minat Tzibur is when I think that I'm better than everyone else.
He's
getting rid of the yachid. There's no tzibur. Everybody in their own right is their own tzibur.
Right.
Not because he's saying that not everybody's roi could be a part of a tzibur. He's saying that if you...
We don't need each other. We're each independent.
Right, we don't need each other.
Okay.
Everybody's Mali Kedusha.
Okay.
Why do you need a mezuzah if your house is Mali Sfarim? Because... Even a mezuzah has its
chashimus. Uh-huh.
I am noticing that the questions all seem to be like, why do you need this yachid? This yachid thing is enough on its own. Why would you need the yachid thing if we have a whole group, a whole everything which includes that? Like, it does seem to be, I don't know that I have an answer, but it does seem to be leading towards saying that everything that this whole big group you're clearly saying is meaningless.
Uh-huh.
So like, the big group is meaningless.
Okay, so we're getting there. I just want to throw one more question, and then hopefully Mahalach to answer everything. The Mishnah, some of us may have heard this question before. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, it's a very famous Mishnah, "Kol machlokes shi l'shem shemayim soifu l'skayim, v'kol machlokes she'en l'shem shemayim ein soifu l'skayim." What's a machlokes shi l'shem shemayim? K'ma machlokes hil v'shamay. Machlokes she'en l'shem shemayim, k'ma machlokes karech v'adasei. So it sounds like from the Mishnah, now, what was the problem with the machlokes karech v'adasei?
It wasn't the Shem Shemayim. It was a good machlokes.
If you ask most people, what was the problem with Korach? It wasn't the Shem Shemayim. Like, it wasn't the Shema. Problem is that he was totally out to lunch, right? He was wrong. He was Sheker. He was married by Malchus. He was married by Kadosh Baruch. That's not what it sounds like for the Mishnah. It sounds like for the Mishnah and the Baal Musar make this dig that at the end of the day, his problem was that he wasn't L'Shem Shemayim.
If he was L'Shem Shemayim, he wouldn't have done that Machlokes, or he would have done that Machlokes.
No. If he would have done it L'Shem Shemayim, it would have been okay. Maybe he wouldn't have done it. No, maybe you're right. Maybe he wouldn't have done it. But if he would have done it and it would have been L'Shem Shemayim, it would have been okay.
Or means that it would have been okay.
Right.
To clarify.
I mean, the
Taina
was a
Taina. Right. Meaning, I'm not going to talk about it. Rabbi Yerucham asked a kasha, so then why don't we say, Mutav she'asa shaloi shema, shemater shaloi shema, bala shema. If the whole problem was that it was shaloi shem shemaim, we usually encourage people to do mitzvah shaloi shem shemaim. No, that's the whole diik. The diik is that he was doing a mitzvah. He was doing a loshim shemayim.
But the also maybe he was that's for when you're younger. He's already he's a gadol.
But
the diik, yeah, he was already a massive
tzaddik. So he should have done loshim shemayim. Is that a system in mutav better to do shaloi shema as only if you
come to do lishma? It could be.
It's also meduyik that it's not shaklut, but it's. By the rabbi, you have a machlekes that is shakal to study. Karech v'adasa, you should have been karech v'moshe. Why karech v'adasa?
Another question.
The shaloi lishma was on the side of karech v'adasa.
I know it's a different word.
Right.
Was
that
shaloi lishma or it's a separate thing?
The kaiv of it?
He was shaloi
lishma.
Yeah,
for his own guy.
Jealousy.
Could be
jealousy.
Sorry,
is jealousy.
Which means jealousy. Yeah, but it's not key. It's like every year we blot out the memory of Amalek, and we talk about it every year. That's how we blot it out. We're reliving it to say that it's not so. Okay, so Rabbi said, just two more minutes. I want to share with you a Sfas Emes that explains what was Korach's taina and why was he wrong. And with this, we'll answer all the questions. Korach. Isn't Korach is tiny good? A talus that's cooler tchelas shouldn't be chayv in tzitzis, right? Tchelas is ruchnius, right? Tchelas is the semel of the kisya covered. So why is he wrong? Why does Hashem say put one psil of tchelas on your beged? Why doesn't Hashem say wear a talus shakula tchelas? Aaron HaKohen Taka wore a talus shakula tchelas, the meal he brings, But the mitzvah is just to have one string of tchelas. Says the Sfas Emes Meridik. I want to read you his words. Ha'inyan hu, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu boicher b'mitzvah sheyesh l'chol ish Yisrael chelik bay. Hashem has a preference for mitzvahs that every Jew has a part in. Zeh Teres Hashem Temima. Teres Hashem Temima means that Hashem would rather have one string of tchelas on every single yid's beged, than to have one yid who has a talis shakul tchelas. V'lochein nosan psil tchelas shezu ha'ora hamuetes nimtza b'chol malbus shel ish Yisrael. Hashem, if Hashem just wanted the most simonim of the kisya covered in the world, Hashem would have just got a few people to be kula tchelas, you know, a few heilig yidin that are sitting in an ivory tower somewhere, and they know how to be mitzayif tzerufim and bring the kisya covered into the world the most. And that would bring more kisya covered into the world. It would be more godliness into the world than anything. But Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem wants that every yid should have a ha'ara mu'etes of kisya covered, a little bit of tchelas.
Why can't every yid have a lot of tchelas?
Every yid could have a lot of tchelas. Because that's the point is, it's a good question. The point is that it's Klal Yisrael is made up of Shishim Ribo, of 600,000 people, and each person has a little contribution, Ha'ara Mu'etes, has a little bit of Tchelis that he gives, and that's beautiful to Hashem more than a few people that have a lot of Ha'ara. U'chmoykein mezuzah, b'pesach shakol diras ish Yisrael. Hashem wants that every house should have one mezuzah on it. Hashem wants
he oyla al kulon. It's more chaviv to Hashem to have mitzvahs hatzibur, to have a ha'ara mu'atis from every yid, is more chashiv than having one yid with a ha'ara merubah. And that's why Hashem doesn't say, we're a talish akul tchelis. Hashem says, I want every yid to have a little tchelis on his beged. I want every bias to have a mezuzah, because everyone has a little contribution to Klal Yisrael. This is the yisoid of Korach's mistake. Korach was parash atzma min ha-tzibur, parash atzma min ha-chalak atzma min ha-eda. Korach disagreed with this. He thought that the ikar is about bringing Hashem into the world. And, you know, and he was right on, for himself, but where his mistake was that he wasn't l'shem shemayim. He didn't do what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't want that one yid should be a bias malis form. Hashem wants that every yid should come together in a mitzvah. And that's really why did he argue with Moshe Rabbeinu? The Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says that Yecheved had a baby, had 600,000 babies in one childbirth. That's what it says in the Medrash. So the Nefesh HaChaim says that it means that she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the lay of Kol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was, his mahus was that he was a klal person. He was there for the tzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that every yid has a contribution. A different contribution, every yid has a contribution. And Korach disagreed with that. Korach was chalak atzim in Eda. He said, no. He disagreed with the concept of tzibur. And that's why he held Tal Shekul Tchelis, and that's why he argued with Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, we don't need Moshe Rabbeinu. We have, I'll be the guy. I'll be the guy in the ivory tower that could bring Hashem into the world. But the Das HaEmes, Moshe Emes, V'Seirosa Emes, the Torah is megala to us that the Emes is, that the way Hashem wants it better is that every single Yid has something to contribute. Every single Yid has his Ha'ar Mu'etes that he can contribute, and that's going to be the most beautiful edifice that Hashem wants.
It's completely against what the Torah says.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool. Because it says that the whole time of him was, now that's, it's reversed. The time of him was, why Moshe, why you the man? He called it Ilokur Amdashim. It's completely upwards, it's flipping the whole story around.
He was saying everybody's kadosh, maybe he meant everyone should be that super special guy.
I think it's a common.
Like, why are you the leader of everyone? Everyone's responsible to be that super powerful, amazing guy.
He couldn't come in and say his taina straight out, right? He had to do a bit of remiza.
He couldn't say all these jokes,
Max. So whatever you said is against
what... He couldn't stand up in the middle of the room and say, guys,
you're
a bunch of
doors.
I'll take care of you.
It's funny that it's funny that the tiny seems to be too much in the tzibur.
No, but what I'm saying is he didn't believe in the tzibur. He believed in the yochid. He believed in that bias of the tzibur. When his kol eid l'kulam kadoshim was not midin tziruf, it was midin ich yachid. Yeah.
And Agav, he came with the Nasiim, but he didn't come with like the Amoinam. He came with the leaders of the Kali Yisrael. So what Kul Kodesh means, ones are leaders, left after everybody else. Meaning it. So by definition, he wasn't coming with the B'chusei Am. He was coming with the...
Right.
So that's what it means, the Kul Kodesh. That we, the heads of the Kali Yisrael, are Kul Kodesh.
Is that what the
meaning
the words meant?
I'm suggesting. Kulam Kodesh doesn't mean Kalal Yisrael Barov Minin Binyan, because it's not referring to the Shivcha Layam, it's referring to
the.
He had a good cheshbon. Korach had a good cheshbon, but that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't want. Hashem doesn't want you to be a bias malis form. Hashem wants a little bit from each person. Hashem wants the combination of everyone together.
Very convenient.
Yeah. Not just the timing. He wasn't right about what Hashem wants. He was making a cheshbon that he thought. He was measuring based on, you know, he wanted more Kisi HaKavod in the world. And Hashem doesn't want more Kisi HaKavod. Hashem wants Klal Yisrael together. He wants each person to give their contribution. And everyone has a contribution. Everyone has a Ha'or Mu'etas that they could give. And that's the beauty of the Eda, which Korach was...
I never thought the time of Korach.
Which one?
Korach Shikun of Chelis.
Yeah.
Chelis B'chanam Ha'akim. It's not even the mitzvah. I mean, it's half a mitzvah. It said...
It's not ma'akev, but it's still part of the mitzvah. Wow. It's not ma'akev, but it's still... No, you're missing... It's not ma'akev means that even if you don't have chelis... One second.
either yes or no.
No,
it's a
Yehuda Makiv doesn't mean that it's not a chiyuv. It means that if you don't have tchelis, you could still be loving.
But it definitely means that that's not the whole mitzvah.
It's not the whole mitzvah, but it's.
What does he mean by
mitzvah? He meant he's going to the mitzvah.
You want to know why Kuria said tchelis and not loving?
No, I'm saying tchelis the mitzvah is obviously not the tchelis and not it's just having the strings. Like
oh, I think what he meant was because the tchelis is the what reminds you of Hashem. That's the part of the mitzvah which is the remiss to Hashem. So that's where his kal v'chomer was. I mean, he was definitely being derish time of the crow, right? That was.
But the word is not that his l'shem shemayim was that the way he did it, or his l'shem shemayim was off in the thing. Meaning, we hold he was right. Or he wasn't right.
He was wrong, but his mistake wasn't that it was sheker. It wasn't that his taina was no sheiches. It's that he wasn't thinking of Hashem perspective. He was thinking of a new perspective.
Is that not the Shem Shemayim?
It was.
It's like saying, if a person
right or wrong.
Is it different? Is Hitler a Shem Shemayim right or wrong? We all both. But I'm saying, so if he was a Shem Shemayim, it'd be both.
His lack of Shem Shemayim caused him to not understand what.
If we hold that if he was a Shem Shemayim, he would have still had the machlokes. That means we hold what? That he had grounding for his.
Well, you have to know the answer to Biruchim's kasha. Biruchim asks. That if it was Shalosh Shemayim, then it's still okay, right? Shalosh Shema is Meter Shalosh Shema Voloshma. So Biruchim says, Biruchim says that in the whole Torah you say Meter Shalosh Shema Voloshma unless the mitzvah that you're doing Shalosh Shema is going to bring to Machlekes.
I thought we only say
that
by Nimra Torah.
No, it's by all mitzvahs. Torah of mitzvahs, I think it says. He says Biruchim in Das Torah, he says that If the mitzvah that you're doing shelo lishma is going to bring machlekes, then you don't say mitoch shelo lishma lishma. The only person that has a right to do something that's going to make a machlekes is if you're l'shem shemayim.
I talked about that.
That's what Biruchim says. So it comes out that what he was if since he was shelo lishma and it made a machlekes, so then it was an avera and it was wrong. But it wasn't that the shita that he had was a krum shita. It wasn't fundamentally a krum shita. He was wrong because he did it even though it was going to make a machlekes and even though it was against Moshe Rabbeinu, and you know.
Maybe stuff. Rabbi Shaul says on that.
Yeah.
I'm not on that exactly, but he says that before Joshua, I think I told you about that. It's Koba, what Mishnah says, the Tzidot,
Hilo Shammah.
He says that machlekes, when machlekes Shira Shemshamah, the Sukkot Scam, the Sukkot Scam, the Sukkot Scam, when they're just having a regular argument out there, it usually dies out after time.
Yeah.
But when every side thinks that it's a Shem Shemayim, it's certainly scam.
Right.
And so they say, Tamechum Amarim Shalom Ba'ilam, you know, famous thing. Why Amarim Shalom Ba'ilam? It's because they take up all the machleksin, so there's nothing left. There's only Shalom left in the It's a real shame.
Well, I think it's fair. They contain it with that.
Okay, Shkoyach.